Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much. But when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And UnitedHealthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Hi, this is Billie Jean King.
This is Marion Bartoli.
I'm Mats Wilander.
This is Mary Carrillo.
This is Pam Shriver.
This is Yannick Noah, and you're listening to the Tennis Podcast.
Hello, folks. It is Catherine here. David is here too. Matt is here. Today is the day that, well, depending on when you're listening to it, but today as we speak to you is the day that we relaunched Friends of the Tennis Podcast. And that means that if you'd like to take us on in predictions, guest edit a show, or make your pet a tennis podcast mascot in 2023, you can do that now. You click on the Friends link in our show notes and just take your pick. If you're already a friend, thank you, and you would like to upgrade your friendship to the Tennis Podcast to get a shout out, introduce a show, or any one of the other categories, then you can do just that via the same link. As well as the 2022 review show that we have just recorded, and though we say so ourselves, is a corker, you, as a friend of the Tennis Podcast, will also be able to listen to two new Q&A podcasts before the end of 2023. The first one will be all about Serena Williams, just like we did for Roger Federer a few weeks ago. We'll be doing a similar show for Serena. And the second Q&A show will be a free-for-all. In 2022, we gave away Roland Garros and US Open tickets to Friends of the Pod in our partnership with Wilson. We gave away a trip to the Billie Jean King Cup Finals, thanks to the ITF. And we gave away an all-expenses-paid trip to the 2023 Australian Open for two people, thanks to AO Travel. So in 2023, we'll be looking to lay on even more competitions because they were a hit, folks. We'll be producing 8 editions of Tennis Relived throughout the year, more Q&As, Grand Slam review shows, and maybe even David's Diary. We have other plans as well and ideas bubbling away, but rest assured we'll be doing everything within our power to make your friend subscription worthwhile, whilst also using what we generate from it to keep the Tennis Podcast on the road all year long. And that means David's long-awaited return to Oz. See what I did there, David? That's a film, a really scary film, actually. I used to love it when I was a kid, but turns out it's really weird. Anyway, hello, David.
Yeah, hello. It is rather terrifying. Return to the Oz. Brilliant. But I can't wait. I can't wait to go. And particularly because a year ago when I was not able to go and we were really on the brink of deciding whether any of us should go, could go, whether we could afford to go, all those sort of things. And we took a flyer. I mean, it was literally, 3 days' notice when you guys booked your flights and went to Australia and you spent 3 weeks there. And I think within 2 or 3 days, we just knew it was the right decision because the ability to attend press conferences, to see things up close, to feel the stories as they were unfolding, and then to talk about them immediately on the nightly, daily Grand Slam shows that we produced, they were so much richer for it. And I got the sense that this is the way forward right then, and then I wanted to be part of it, and I couldn't be part of it at the time, but now I can. And I mean, the reason we can do it is because, frankly, Friends of the Tennis Podcast has been a successful venture so far for us. We can afford to do it. I mean, it is expensive to go all that way and to stay there for 3 weeks, but we're doing it, and we're doing it in Paris as well, and cannot wait.
Yes, David's already reignited his friendship with our Airbnb host from Paris. He's kept the fires burning for, 5 months now? Didn't get us a discount. Anyway, we tried, folks. It's very difficult, Matt, to express what the value is of being on site, isn't it? You know, it would be hard to express on a sort of budget sheet or anything, but I think we're very grateful that our listeners get it, and certainly friends of the pod get it, don't they? The value that we're able to add from being there and experiencing it. And we try to tread the line, don't we, of not giving our listeners too much FOMO, but also emphasising that value and how fantastic it is to be there and how much we don't take it for granted.
Yes, and I hope we get that balance right, because it's true. It does make such a difference to be on site. I know that from podcasts I listen to in other sports as well. You know, it's always amazing when they're on site and feel like they're sort of bringing me as a listener to those events. That's what we really try to do. And yeah, I think hopefully we have richer experiences of press conferences and matches and just things happening, you know, while we're on site, just someone walking past or some kind of announcement that we overhear on the speakers. I just think all of that is the gold that you can't get when you're recording in your caravan during the 2020 US Open in the middle of the night and having breakfast before you've gone to bed and it all being extremely weird. You know, that captured a certain era, I think, but now we're back in the era of going to these events and being on site, and it's the biggest buzz possible, really.
Yeah, thanks to Friends of the Tennis Podcast and to the work of some very impressive vaccine scientists. Matt's caravan days are over. So to keep Matt away from the caravan, to support the pod, and also to bag yourself a pet mascot ship, an intro, a shout out, guest editorship, you could become an executive producer and become a top bloke or gal. We'll finesse that. All of that is available to you if you become a friend of the Tennis Podcast. That is the sales pitch over, folks. We'll be back soon, promise you that. We will have a weekly podcast for you in the week before Christmas, rounding up all of the tennis news that has been happening throughout December, because, well, the wheels of the tennis tour do not stop turning for anyone. So we'll speak to you soon. Thanks for listening to our public service broadcast.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.